Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back, Perspectives listeners. I really appreciate y'all listening tonight. You know, we listen to Dr. Goldberg give us ideas on how to have affirmations and for positive self-hypnosis as well as biofeedback, what have you. His information was very neat, and I think that it can be considered, especially from the idea of positive and negative conscious and subconscious intake. But besides those concepts, which I think are universally, obviously specific as far as just being positive in daily life and really moderating and figuring out what type of stuff that we're taking subconsciously in, also, I have another concept to you. According to my chapter 7, I came up with a good idea of how to focus on your dreams, your pursuits, and your aspirations, and how to attain these goals. So by using also his techniques, but with mine, go on and start a notebook and just go on and get any type of notebook you want and write down on page 1 the goals that you want to achieve. And in those goals, underneath each goal, put the reason why you even bother trying to achieve this goal. So if it is that you want to have this particular job or you want to climb Mount Everest or whatever it might be, these are the situations that you know, you want to write down because it's important to you. Also, you want to write down the resources and the skills and the knowledge and the material that you possess to achieve your goal. And that's important because you want to be able to say, this is what I have. These are the things that I have that I can get even closer to attaining that. And on the next page, you want to write down the things that you do not possess at this time that you need to possess to actually attain this goal. So if it is getting a specific job, but you need a specific skill set, you need to go to a specific class, you need to take this, you need to take that, whatever. Those are the things that you want to write down on that page. And the first thing that you want to do is you want to start slashing out that page of things that you do not possess at this time to attain the goals that are so important to you in your life. And that is what's so important, is that in life, we have these goals we want to attain, and just like Dr. Goldberg says, it has to be something that can be possibly attainable, and it has to be something that you can attain. Unfortunately, not all of us can go play, you know, first base for the Rangers. We might be good baseball players, but in actuality, there might be other things that we are actually good at. I think everybody should have their goals and desires, though, and I don't think that that should ever be taken away from anybody. I think that people's dreams are part of them, and because of that, it makes you a whole person. But start daily. If not daily, then start weekly. If not weekly, then start monthly. Try to slash something off that list of things that you need to have or skill set that you need to achieve in order to get closer to your goal. And you know what? Overall, that will actually make you feel so much more happy. It'll make you feel more positive. And you're actually doing something in your life to better your life. You're doing something in your life for you. And some people, for the first time in their life, they're going to be doing something for just themselves. Whether you are 40 or 50 years old, whether you're in your 30s, whether you're in your 60s, and you've taken care of your children, your wife, your husband, whoever, and you're at this point right now where you just don't know who you are. If you can come back into contact with those goals, those dreams, those aspirations, those things that you really want to do in life, it can make you such a more well-rounded person, but it will also have you enjoy your life to a degree that you never even thought was possible. I have a lot of clients that come to me and friends as well that are going through a spot in their life where they've only done things that they do to support their family. And at this point in time, their family has to be supportive of them and understand that they too have dreams and aspirations of things that they would like to do to make themselves feel whole, to make themselves happy, and to look back this life with no regret and say, man, I might have done this great, or you know what, I tried it, I didn't like it, or you know, I failed miserably. But you know what? It's a million times better to fail miserably at something than to always wonder, could I have done this? Should I have done this? Would that have been my life path? You know, when you look at and you read Live Your True Life and you look at it and you understand the challenges it takes to be a human being and to understand the situation at hand, you become a better person. And so I leave you with these thoughts. Yes, definitely follow the positive stance. Do what's right, but also remember to do what's right by you, because only you can. And remember not to put blame on other people because things don't happen. You have to step up to the plate, do what's good for you, respect yourself. And all in all, I appreciate you listening tonight. We'll be back next Sunday, live as always. And for everybody, thank you, and remember to live your true life.